Michael Curlow, Mike Trujillo, live in Las Vegas, UFC 200 Saturday night. And man, did this card take a hit last night. Now, from the Albuquerque standpoint, Diego Sanchez is still a part of the card, although not on the pay-per-view portion of the card. He takes on Joe Lauzon on the Fight Pass portion of the card on Saturday night. But a lot of folks back at home in Albuquerque were really looking forward to the main event, John Jones and Daniel Cormier. Of course, Jones trains at Jackson Wink Academy. The news came down last night. John Jones had a drug test flagged by USADA. He is off the card. Still no word yet on the status of Daniel Cormier. UFC is trying to find him an opponent, but with us just being a couple of days out from the pay-per-view, not sure they can get someone on short notice. So after the news comes out last night, we get word that John Jones would have a press conference this morning. He did, in fact, have that press conference. It was an emotional press conference. John got up and walked away a couple of times to compose himself and come back. Right after the press conference, we had the opportunity to talk with UFC fighter and ESPN analyst Chael Sonnen. Now, Chael is the perfect guy to talk about situations like this. For those who don't know, the reason Chael Sonnen is a UFC analyst for ESPN right now is because Chael Sonnen has tested positive for PEDs. He is serving a suspension from USADA. He's been very open about the things he's done, what he's been accused of. And when we caught up with Chael this morning right after John Jones's press conference, he didn't hold back. We start out the conversation by asking Chael his thoughts on everything that's gone down in these last 12 hours or so.
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, they called the press conference. You knew something was going down. I think Dana's words before the press conference were substantial news. I have substantial news. I didn't see that coming.
We heard John Jones speak earlier today. After digesting the information last night, hearing him speak today, what are your thoughts? Do you believe this was an honest mistake? Do you think maybe this was a mess up with the test, the B-test results we should have tonight? What do you think's going on here?
Well, the test throughout history has never been wrong, and John basically said that. I think Malky's quote exactly was, look, we're going to do a B-sample, but we suspect the B-sample is going to be positive too. The big question is, what is the substance? What substance did he have? And if you're going to have a press conference, the only reason you would hold one is to get in front of a story. The only piece to the story we didn't have was what the substance is, and they kept it from us. So holding the press conference, it showed a lot of courage on John's part to come down and face everybody, but the bottom line is it was a big mistake.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not sure that they did what they set out to do in getting out in front of it. Now, Jones was emotional at times. He walked off at one point and had to come back. What do you think is going through his mind right now?
You know, it's tough to say. This is a whirlwind. You know, it's an absolute whirlwind. And I've been in John's shoes or very close to him. And, you know, the best thing he can do is come as clean as he can, as quickly as he can. That's a hard thing to come to terms with when he found out exactly 12 hours and 48 minutes ago. He probably tried to get a night's sleep and failed. He's caught up. He's being pulled in a few directions, and I don't think he totally has his mind into this. As far as PR went, he got some bad advice there. That PR gal that was out here with him today did a lot more damage than she did good, and she made a lot of big mistakes today.
Assuming this holds up, how do you think this affects John Jones' legacy? Now, he's certainly had his troubles the last year and a half, but there's also no doubting that pound for pound, he's the best fighter going.
Yeah, you know, there's no question about that, you know, and then, well, how would have we been without the supplements? That's a real small conversation and probably should be a bigger one, but it's not. It just doesn't work that way, you know. Barry Bonds hitting those balls out of the park. The bottom line was Barry Bonds hit those balls out of the park. So as far as public perception, it's less. It's less than what John thinks he's going to go through. But, you know, let's see. I agree with your statement. I mean, he's the greatest talent the sport's ever seen.
Chael, with everything that's gone on over the course of time with John Jones, the probation, the accidents, everything, and now seemingly in sobriety, is it fair to say he's hit rock bottom now with this upcoming suspension?
You know, let's see. You know, people have said that before, and you know, let's just see. Let's hope. I mean, let's hope that it's only onward and upward. But how many times can we say that this is rock bottom? I mean, listen, here was the mistake of today's press conference. First off, they didn't tell us anything we didn't already know. If you're going to hold a press conference, you come out, you get ahead of a story. They missed on that. Secondly, he made himself the victim. he in his mind, he sincerely wanted us to throw an arm around him and tell him how sorry we were. And you kind of look at us going, John, you got in a hit and run. You were the one that did the hitting, and you were the one that ran. John, you tested positive for coke. You didn't say somebody slipped you a Mickey. You said you rolled up a bill and stuck it in your nose. You're not the victim. You are the aggressor. You are the one that's self-cannibalizing and creating the problems. And that's the message that he really needed to deliver today. And he attempted to be the victim. It was a big miss, man. It was a big miss. And the PR advice he got, it was as bad as I've seen.
Chael Sonnen, our guest here on the Sports Bar, Michael Curlow, Mike Trujillo. He, of course, a UFC fighter and a UFC analyst for ESPN. Chael, it seems that the narrative's going to be, whatever this was, I didn't knowingly take it. In this day and age, how can athletes not know what they are putting into their body and whether or not it's legal or illegal?
Yeah, well, there is an answer to that question. The ban list is about the size of a phone book, and gathering that information can be tough. And if he was taking a supplement and the supplement's approved, then it's got some kind of an ingredient in it. There are things like that. But, guys, we don't know yet, but I can tell you with 99% certainty that's not what he's facing here. There's a reason they didn't tell us the substance. There has been guys that have come before John that had a tainted substance or had an over-the-counter substance that had something banned, and they just didn't know. Those guys all have one thing in common, is they come out and tell everybody exactly what happened. This is what was in it. This is where I bought it. I can't believe this is banned. That didn't happen today. They played one card close to their vest, and that's what the supplement was. And the reason that's embarrassing. That's going to be a hard thing to face because, you know, that's when the swan song starts to play. But the bottom line is we're 5 hours away from finding out from USADA anyway. So the press conference was his chance to get in front of the story that we're going to have in 5 hours. The difference today is he could have then answered for it. In 5 hours, we're going to speculate. And speculation and rumors is a disaster.
So you don't anticipate anything changing once the B-sample results are released?
No, again, you know, I think they said it best. We're crossing our fingers, but we don't expect it to change. I'm not a total expert on this, but I am an aficionado. I can't remember a time that a B-sample ever cleared a guy. I can't remember a time where that actually happened. Everybody asks for him, and then you just hope to God that something screws up at the lab. But I don't recall a time where that did happen. And even if it did, again, we're still going to find out what he was flagged for. Somebody paid for this test. You reveal the results. So, yeah, there's some problems there, and they're not any bigger than they were a night ago. It's just they could have been lessened. Today's press conference was about, you know, this isn't a courtroom. He's not under oath. This is about public opinion. And, you know, it was a miss. I think he tried his best. That's not necessarily his skill set, but it is his PR team's. And, boy, she was a disaster.
Real quick, before we let you go, how does this affect UFC 200 on Saturday?
It's a pretty big blow. UFC 200 was chasing UFC 100's record. It won't beat UFC 100's, but it might go down as the second biggest UFC of all time. I mean, business-wise, things are going to be great, but when you're looking for records and you're playing in a game of inches, it hurts.
That's ESPN analyst and UFC fighter Chael Sonnen talking about the big news that broke late last night. John Jones off of UFC 200. He had a drug test get flagged. He will no longer be a part of the card. Really big thank you to Chael Sonnen for joining us this morning right after the John Jones press conference. Just to give you a little inside info, the press conference ends. Chael Sonnen jumps up on a stage and does a SportsCenter cut-in live on ESPN, hops down and walks right over to us, and is kind enough to give us 10 minutes or so to talk about his thoughts on everything going on with John Jones and what this does for the UFC 200 card coming up on Saturday night. Coming up next, we will get your reaction to what you just heard from Chael Sonnen, as well as your thoughts on John Jones being off of UFC 200. Live in Las Vegas, it's the Sports Bar. Michael Curlisle, Mike Trujillo, 610, The Sports Animal.